tomorrow is Pesach Sheni, Yud Dalid Iyar. So I wanted to discuss Pesach Sheni Bizman Hazeh. So Bizman Beis HaMikdash, there's no doubt that Pesach Sheni is very, very critical. It's Sukkim and Chumash. But Midbar Perek Tesh, Sukkim Yud and Yud Aleph, Daberel B'nei Yisrael Leimor, Ish Ish Kiyyeh, Tamei L'Nefesh, Obederuch L'Chalka Lechem, Oludar L'Seichem, Vasa Pesach L'Hashem, Vachodesh HaSheni Barba, So Yom Min Arbaim, Yasu Asal Matzimorum Yochluhu. That when do you take to bring Karm Pesach if you were Tamei or Bederuch L'Chalka the first time around? You have a makeup date, and that's Pesach Sheni. So obviously, there's nothing to discuss. It's extremely, extremely critical. The biggest kasha about, well, there are several kasha. One of the big kashas about Pesach Sheni is much is why does the Torah make us wait a month? It doesn't take a month to become Tahar. Right? You have Efer Par Adum, it takes a week. It doesn't take a month to become Tahar. So that's a kasha. Yaakov Emden talks about it in the Siddur. Whatever, he has some sort of Masorah, some sort of Kabbalah, what the answer might be. But that's Bizman Shabbat Shayikayim, Bizman that we had Korbanos. And perhaps, as we'll see, Bizman Azev, if God willing, Bizman Shabbat was rebuilt today. So tomorrow, well, it's going to be complicated with Karm Pesach, because you need Bikur and Mumin and stuff like that. But let's assume we were able to bring Korbanos tomorrow, so we weren't able to bring it Pesach Rishon. Are we going to be able to bring it tomorrow? So let's start at the beginning. Nowadays, is there any sort of halachos or minhagim that relate to Pesach Sheni? So, a chiyuv simcha, not a chiyuv, but at least a minhag of simcha, the sefer Moed L'Kol Chai, which I believe is the chida, and the sefer Moed L'Kol Chai writes that there is an element of simcha. Kav Chaim quotes this, that you should have a little bit of simcha, a little bit of extra simcha, and maybe even to learn Me'inyan Shel Yom, to learn Inyan D'Yoma of Karban Pesach a little bit on Pesach Sheni. The Sfasemes and Pesachim Dav Tzadi Hei says, yeah, but that's where it stops. You don't go to Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's no Sipri Yitzias. That's Dafka B'Shosh Yishmatz Omar Menachem Lefnecha B'Avoyzeh B'Yom Ahu. Right? You could say B'Shosh Yishmatz Omar Menachem Lefnecha includes Pesach Sheni also, because the Pasuk says on Matzos Merom Yochluhu even by the Karban Pesach Sheni, but still B'Yom Ahu. Sfasemes says no, it certainly doesn't carry over to the other Mitzvot Hayom, Dalet Kosel, Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, anything like that. Shulchan Aruch, when it talks about saying Tachnun, and all the days that we don't say Tachnun, so the Shulchan Aruch gives a whole list of days that you don't say Tachnun. Noticeably absent from the list of days that you don't say Tachnun in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph is Pesach Sheni. He doesn't mention that we don't say Tachnun Pesach Sheni. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Tamua, how could you leave out Pesach Sheni? Who says Tachnun Pesach Sheni? And then Yaakov Emden in the Siddur, the Balatanya in his Siddur, they say you don't say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. Prima Gadim says though, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it, Mela, you say Tachnun. Prima Gadim Mishpasal Zav Kuf Lamed Aleph Os Tez Vav says you should say Tachnun. Why? So he has to give a svara. He says the not saying Tachnun is only on things that are for the whole nation. This was for very specific individuals. And Adarabba, if it was Rov HaTzibur that wasn't able to bring the Pesach Rishon, then they don't get to make it up with Pesach Sheni, right? They should have brought Pesach Rishon if it was a Rov. So it's only for individuals, and therefore you should say Tachnun. What about not saying Tachnun the day before, not saying Tachnun. So the Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not to say Tachnun even on the Mincha before Pesach Sheni, even this afternoon's Mincha. The Minhag Eretz Yisrael is quoted in the Loach Eretz Yisrael. On the, what about the day after Pesach Sheni, meaning the, not on the 14th, but the 15th of the month, which is the day that we actually eat the Karban Pesach, right? So on the 15th day of the month of Chidah, the Shari Tshuva say that you should say Tachnun on the 15th, but the Minchas Elazar quotes that the Minhag HaRi was not to say Tachnun even on the 15th. So you'll go to many shuls, many Chassidus Shtibalach will not say Tachnun even, not only not on Pesach Sheni, they won't even say it on the day after Pesach Sheni, which turns out to be a Thursday this year, right? So then they're definitely not going to say it. There is a further Masorah from Chasidim, from the Balei HaKabbalah, that they have from the Mekubalim, that from the 14th to the 20th of Iyar is a special time of Simcha, and therefore they don't say Tachnun throughout that entire period, from the 14th to the 20th, through the whole week. Nitei Gavriel, which is a Rav from Borough Park, has many, many volumes on Halacha, points out that that's really against the Shulchan Aruch. You can say, maybe, okay, it's not saying Tachnun, the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention that you don't, but this is really against the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, and you don't say Tachnun Lag BaOmer. Well, guess what? Lag BaOmer falls out during that week every year, so the Shulchan Aruch is obviously assuming that you do say Tachnun every other day. In the Sefer Imre Shefer Ala Torah from Shlomo Kluger, he points to a pasuk. Pasuk says, "Vayehi b'shana hasheinis b'chodesh hasheini be'eshem b'chodesh nala ha'anan me'al mishkan ha'edus." That on the 20th day of Iyar is where the cloud arose from the Mishkan Eidos, and apparently they didn't travel until the 20th. He says that's maybe a source for the Balei HaKabbalah, for the Mekubalim, who say that it's still a very special time until the 20th day of Iyar. By the way, all these marmakomos I got from the Sefer Moedim L'Simcha. Sefer Moedim L'Simcha has a whole essay, a 20-page essay on Pesach Sheni. What about other sad things doing on the second Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Chav Tes Amud Bey says that part of the Megillas Tainis is that we don't say a Hesped on Pesach Sheni, even though there's Tosefta that explicitly permits saying Hesped on Pesach Sheni. The Hagos Yad Shaul Tiyoradeya Simen Taf Aleph says that you shouldn't fast on Pesach Sheni, even though on the day we bring the Pesach Rishon, we do fast. Bechorim fast. On the day we bring the Pesach Rishon, Erev Pesach, Bechorim do fast. So it's ironic. On Pesach Sheni, we're not going to fast. That's because the Tainus Bechorim is one of those unique happy fasts. Right? It's a Akaras HaTov fast that Ribbono Shalom skipped over them and spared them. So it's a happy fast, like a Tainus Esther kind of fast. So that's why we're willing to do a Pesach Rishon. But to stam fast for Pesach Sheni, that's problematic. It's a big discussion. What do you do when Bahab comes out in Pesach Sheni? Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva in Chel Gimel, Simen Nun Beis, where he doesn't like the idea of doing HaKamas HaMetzeva on Pesach Sheni either. What about eating matzah? Many people have the minhag to eat matzah. I remember when Eli was in my shir in 11th grade, he came over, and then again in 12th grade, and then you know we made it a minhag that he would come over to my house in Pesach Sheni and eat my leftover matzah. I wasn't so into it, but he says that you know in Eish Kodesh, amongst that chevra, it's very important to eat matzah in Pesach Sheni. So the Chassam Sofer says that the matzah is only tuffel to the carbon in the Pesach Sheni, unlike Pesach Rishon, where the mitzvah of matzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa even absent the carbon Pesach. So b'zman hazeh we still have mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah. Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem that with Pesach Sheni it's al matzos morim yochlu hu, the matzah is like the maror, only a tuffel to the carbon. And absent the carbon, there's no mitzvah of matzah, nor any mitzvah of maror. And therefore, Chassam Sofer says there's no reason to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. Not only that, the Tshuva's Divrei Yisrael quotes from the Avnei Nezer, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva's Divrei Yisrael, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed, says that it might be Chashash Bal Tosif to eat matzah on the night of Pesach Sheni. Why? Meaning the night of the 15th. Why? How could it be Bal Tosif? It's not Bal Tosif, I eat matzah today, right? So how could it be Bal Tosif to eat matzah then? So he says like this, why isn't it Bal Tosif if I eat matzah today? Because when you're doing something shelo bizmano, when it's not the right time for it, so it's only going to be Bal Tosif if you have kavana lahosif, if you're having kavana to be mosif. But if I'm not having kavana to be mosif, when it's shelo bizmano, it's not Bal Tosif. But what if it is bizmano? What if I continue to take Lulav and Esrog through Shemini Atzeres? That is Bal Tosif, because it's continuous from the actual Zman. Now, Pesach Sheni, is it a Lav Zman Matzah? No, it absolutely is a Zman Matzah, just not Bizman Azek, because we don't call it Pesach. So it is Bizmano. So he wants to tell you that if you eat Matzah at nighttime, tomorrow night, that's going to be a Chashash Bal Tosif. Unbelievable. What a Chumrah, right? That's a nice Chumrah. So The many poskim quote that the minhag is not to eat matzah. The Rav Freim Greenblatt in his Chuvas Rivos Ephraim Chelik Beisim Kuf Chav Tes Osrei Sham Tes suggests that the minhag in Lita was never this. The minhag in Lita was that the Litvish Gedolim never ate matzah on Pesach Sheni. But if you really want to come home with the chumrah of the day and you want to win all chumrah contests, you have the following one. On Pesach Rishon, the Shulchan Aruch says there's a minhag not to eat roasted meat because less people confuse it with the carbon Pesach. So you're not allowed to have barbecued meat on at the Seder, right? Let's say tomorrow night you want to make a barbecue. Are you allowed to make a barbecue tomorrow night? Or do you have to have dafka cooked meat? It has to be cooked in a pot with water. Even tzlikader, even roasted meat in a pot, which soaks in its own juices, our minhag is not to do on Pesach Rishon. What about Pesach Sheni? So there's Rosh Hashem Pesach Nun Gimel Amin Aleph that says that Lechor it should be Asa. Such a Rosh Hashem. Look it up. Unbelievable. It's true. It's there. Rephraim Greenblatt in the same Chuvah, and Rivas Ephraim says, yeah, but whoever heard of such a thing? Not the same Chuvah. Or Chaim Chelik Beisim Kuf Lamin Ches says nobody was ever Makbid. What about, God willing, this year when we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash tomorrow? So what about then? in terms of bringing Pesach Sheni. So normally, when the whole Tzibur doesn't do Pesach Rishon, so you don't have a chance to Pesach Sheni either. There's Yerushalmi though that says that when the Tzibur didn't do Pesach Rishon because of a Chorban Abayis, not because they were Tamei or anything, then they do have the ability to do Pesach Sheni. So there would still be a chance. There's a riot to this idea from the Haggadah. Okay, and the Tshuvas Kol Mevaser has a whole discussion of whether there should be an Inyan of Aliyah L'Regel on Pesach Sheni. He rejects it. He does not think there should be an Inyan of Aliyah L'Regel. So bottom line, we could be a little happier tomorrow. Mestam and Moshul's when we're davening are not going to say Tachlin tomorrow. Other than that, and we shouldn't fast tomorrow. But other than that, there's really not much that's going to be different about tomorrow than would be about any other day. If you're of more Chassidish ben, so you'll probably eat matzah. I don't know of anyone who's makbid not to barbecue on the night of Pesach Sheni. It's probably going to be raining anyway, but that's the long and short of it. Okay.